Historical faith. Historical faith is believing the facts, in particular believing the facts of Scripture. We can go further. Historical faith describes not only the what of faith, but the how of faith, its nature. The man who has historical faith gives mental assent to facts as stated in testimony by a witness. Take the courtroom. Here, historical faith is exercised every day. Witnesses testify. They're cross-examined. Their evidence is accepted by the court, by the jury, or it is not. Historical faith. Historical faith defines both what is believed and how it is believed. The man who has historical faith believes stated facts. He assents in his mind to the truth of those facts. If we're talking about the gospel, historical faith accepts the facts of Christ's birth, life, death, resurrection, and all the rest, and more. Historical faith accepts the facts of gospel commandments, promises, doctrine, and so on. This historical faith is, of course, excellent in its way. But it is not saving. And there is a faith which is not saving. Make no mistake about it. There is a faith which is dead faith. The ones on the rock are those who, when they hear, receive the word with joy. And they have no root, who believe for a while, and in time of temptation, fall away. Many believed in his name, but Jesus did not commit himself to them because he knew all men. He knew what was in man. Simon himself also believed, but Peter said to him, "You have neither part nor portion in this matter, for your heart is not right in the sight of God." If someone has faith but does not have works, can such faith save him? Faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. You believe that there is one God. You do well. Even the demons believe and tremble. Faith without works is dead. As the body without works is dead, so faith without works is dead also. What is wrong with the faith in these passages? What makes it fall short of saving faith is not what is believed, but the nature of the faith itself. The faith in question is historical faith. The believers in question all have faith, obviously. They all believe. They're all believers. But what do they believe? And above all, with what sort of faith do they believe it? Clearly they all believe what they have heard and seen. They have believed the testimony delivered to them. They have heard the word of God, the gospel. They believe it. They like it. In the days of his flesh, they witnessed Christ's miraculous signs, and they believed what they saw. Simon heard the preaching of Philip. He believed it. The devils believe, that is, they accept the witness and testimony presented to them. Christ can work miracles. He is the Son of God. The gospel is true. Jesus saves sinners, and so on. The devils, I say, believe. Indeed, they believe it all. They have no doubt as to the truth of God's word and the fulfillment of his sovereign will. There is no unbeliever in hell. In that place, they all assent to the facts of the gospel. More, they all know the gospel is true. But none of this is saving. None of it. It is a mere acceptance of what is seen and heard, a believing of the testimony of Christ and the apostles. As Andrew Fuller observed, if the difference between a living and dead faith does not consist in this, that the one is a wholly spiritual nature, and the other is not, I should be glad to be informed wherein it does consist, and whether the nature of the one is the same as that of the other, the difference between them arising merely from circumstances. In other words, Fuller was making the unassailable point that if spiritual saving faith is the same as historical dead natural faith, then the difference between them can only be in their object. Let me illustrate. On the one hand, to accept that Christ rose from the dead and on the other to accept that this road leads to London, is precisely the same sort of faith. The first saves, the second does not, not because the faiths are different, they are identical, but because what is believed in the first is saving, but what is believed in the second is not. Rubbish. A man can assent to the facts of the gospel and yet not be saved. The facts are right. His faith is not. Let me prove my confident assertion. James 2, 14-26 is the classic passage. Let me look at it.